All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to another session of Hebrew Club. Very happy to have you on this late August day, Thursday, August 21st. And that's kind of a momentous occasion because we're going to today finish the book of 1 Samuel. We've come quite a long way, and everyone who has followed with me from the beginning has, I'm sure, learned a lot, not only about the Hebrew language, but about some of the history of God's dealings with his people Israel, especially as he dealt with David and previously with Samuel. Today we're going to read one of the saddest chapters in the Bible, one of the most poignant, the final end of Saul and his sons. We've seen it coming for a long time now, and here's the final denouement, the final chapter in Saul's story, so to speak. Chapter 31, remember where we left David? He had returned all the spoil to his city of Ziklag, and he had sent gifts out to other people, his friends in Judah. Now we get back to Saul and the Philistines. So the scene really changes here back to Israel, from specifically David. U-Pelishtim Nilchamim Be-Yisrael. Now the Philistines, Nilchamim, were fighting against Israel from, again, Niphal Parsifal, that Nilchamim from Lakam. Now the Philistines were fighting against Israel. Vayanusu Anshe Yisrael Mipne Pelishtim. And the men of Israel fled from Nus, Vayanusu, fled Mipne from before the Philistines, Pelishtim. Vayip Luchalilim Behar Ha Gilboa. And the slain, Chalilim, the slain fell from Naphal, Yip Lu, and the slain fell on Mount Gilboa. Verse 2. Vayad Beku Pelishtim et Shaul ve et Banav. But the Philistines pursued. Davak really means to cling to. They stuck to. Vayad Beku, a Hifil from Davak. So the Philistines clung to or pursued et Saul and Banav and his sons. Vayaku Pelishtim et Yehonatan ve'et Abinadab ve'et Malkishua b'nei Shaul. So this is a very sad verse. And the Philistines struck Jonathan and Abinadab and Malkishua, the sons of Saul. Alright? So only Saul was left. Notice how the people fell away, then his sons fell away, and finally Saul's left alone facing his enemies. Vatikbad hamilchama el Shaul. And the war was heavy. Kavad. The war was heavy against Shaul. Va yimzauhu hamorim anashim va keshet. That verb, va yimzauhu, is from matzah. It means to find. Va consecutive third. Masculine plural. And they found him. Hamorim. That's the subject. Notice the root is yara, and it's a hifil participle used as a substantive, and it means those who shoot. So I would translate as the archers. And the archers found him. Namely, anashim ba-kashet. The archers, men with the bow, found him. Alright? Now here the Hebrew gets a little obscure, but it's clear enough overall what happened. Vayachel me'od me'hamorim. That vayachel seems to be from the root chul, which means to writhe or travail. Alright? So it's literally kind of, and he writhed greatly because of the archers. A little more idiomatically, he was grievously wounded by the archers. Alright? Vayachel. Some take this as a huffa form, right? They would change the pointing a little bit. So the point is that he was about ready. He was in big trouble. Verse 4. Vayomer Shaul le nose kelav. Then Saul said to the one who bore his vessels, nose kelav, his armor bearer. Here's an imperative call from Shalach. Shalof karbeka, draw your sword, ve dakreini, ba, and pierce me through. Dakreini is another call imperative from dakar, to pierce through. And pierce me through, ba, instrumental, with it. lest Yavo'u ha'arelim ha'ela. Arel means uncircumcised. So, lest these uncircumcised ha'arelim ha'ela, these uncircumcised ones come u'dekharuni, and they pierce me through. See? Lest these uncircumcised ones come and they pierce me through. Behit alubi. This is a hit pile from alal, and alal means to do or to act, and here the hit palel means something like deal ruthlessly with me or make sport with me or something like that. Alright? So, you pierce me through with it, lest these uncircumcised ones come and they pierce me and they deal ruthlessly with me. Veloava no se kelav. But the armor bearer, the no se kelav, the armor bearer was not willing. Ava. Ki yare me'od. For he was very afraid. Yare me'od. He was very afraid. Vayikach Sha'ul, here it comes. Et ha cherev va yipol aleha. So Saul took, this is from Lakach, so Saul took et ha cherev, the sword, Vayipol, and he fell aleha, and he fell on it. Vayar nosei kelav ki meit Shaul. When the armor bearer saw, Vayar, this is a simple call from Ra'ah, when the armor bearer saw that Saul had died, this is a call from Mut, third masculine singular. So when the armor bearer saw that Saul had died, Vayipol, he fell. Gambu. Also he fell al harbo on his sword. Vayamat imo. And he died with him. Vayamat Shaul u'shaloshet banav benosei kelav gam kol anashav bayom hahu yachdav. So Saul died from Vayamat again. So Saul died u'shaloshet Banav, notice the construct form of Shaloshet, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, also all his men, Bayom Hahu, on that day, Yachdav, together. Very hard verses. Verse 7. Va Yeru Anshe Yisrael Asher Be'ever Ha'emek, Va Asher Be'ever Ha'yardain Kinasu Anshe Yisrael. And the men of Israel who were on the other side, Ve'eber, now then Amek simply means the valley. And the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley saw, and who were on the other side of the Jordan, that the men of Israel, Nasu, had fled, and that Metu Shaul Uvanav, and that Saul and his sons had died. Notice there's the Atnach there. Also, Ya'azvu, they forsook et Ha'arim, the towns, Vayanusu, and they fled. Vayavo'u, and the Philistines came. Vayeshvu, that's from Yeshav, and they dwelt in them. So again, that verse, notice that even though you have two Vav consecutives, the first phrase up to the Atnach is subordinate to the second and temporal. So when the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley and who were on the other side of the Jordan saw, and now the key clause is the object clause of the verb va-yir-u. So when the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley and who were on the other side of Jordan saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, comma, they forsook the towns and they fled. And the Philistines came and they dwelt in them. Alright, verse 8. Vayahi mim macharet. Now it came to pass on the next day. Mim macharet. That's the adverb. On the next day. Now on the next day, vayavo'u pelishtin. The Philistines came. Vapashet. Infinitive. Appeal infinitive from pashat. They came to strip hachalalim. They came to strip the slain. Vayimtze'u, and they found et Shaul, Saul, and et Shaloshet Banav, and his three sons, Nophlim, having fallen Behar HaGilboa, having fallen on Mount Gilboa. Verse 9, Vayikratu, and they cut Rosho, and they cut off from Karah, they cut off his head. Vayafshitu et Kalab. And here's a hifil from Pashat. So you notice the word above was PL, here's the hifil. And they stripped off his vessels, his armor. Vayeshalchu be'eretz Pelishtim, and they sent them. Okay? Into the land of the Philistines, Saviv, all around. Levaser. Notice that this is Basar, to proclaim good news. Very ironic here from an Israelite perspective. Good news for the Philistines is terrible news for Israel. PL, infinitive construct. So they cut off his head and they stripped his armor and they sent them throughout the land of the Philistines all around in order to proclaim good news for the temple of their gods. Beit here is used in the sense of temple, as you will see, for the temple of their idols. Atzav Behem, from Etzev, which means an idol, from their idols, and to proclaim good news for the temple of their idols and the people. Ha'am. Verse 10. Vayasimu et Kalab Beit Ashtaroth. And they put, from Sim, and they put et Kalab, and they put his vessels, his armor, in the house of, or in the temple of Ashtaroth. Ve'et Geviyato. Notice that word, it's a rather rare term, and it means corpse, from Geviyah. And they put his corpse, or I'm sorry, and his corpse, here's the verb, terrible, taku, they impaled, from taka, call, perfect, third plural, and his corpse, they impaled, bechomat, on the wall of Beit Shan. Alright, so they did the hit alleluing anyway. Vayishma'u elav yoshve yavesh gilad. Okay, and the inhabitants, the yoshve, notice the construct form of the participle, plural, and the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard elav about him. Now that gives into more specifics. Et asher, namely that which the Philistines had done to Saul. Again, beginning at verse 11, and the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard about him, et asher, namely that which Asu, the Philistines, had done to Saul. Verse 12, so notice verse 11 is really better construed in English as temporal. When the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard about it, namely what the Philistines had done to Saul, vayakumu kol ish chayel. Ish chayel is man of war, so we would say every warrior rose, vayakumu, vayelku, and they went kol halayla, all night, vayikhu, and they took et geviyat Shaul, and they took the corpse of Saul, ve'et geviyot, notice that that's the plural form, and the corpses of his sons, mechomat, from the wall of Beit Shan. Vayavo'u, and they came to Yavesha. Notice the locative hay on Yavesh. And they came to Yavesha. Vayisrafu, and they burned them there. Vayisrafu otam sham. Vayikhu, and they took et atzmotehem, and they took their bones from Etzem, and they took their bones. Vayikberu, and they buried them. Again, understand the object. And they buried them tachat under ha Eshel, under the tamarisk tree, Beyabesha, in Yabesh. Alright? Wherever that is. Vayatsumu, this is from Tzum, a call, imperfect, consecutive, means to fast. And they fasted Shivat Yamim for 7 days. And they fasted for 7 days. And that ends the chapter. And we switch scenes once again. Saul comes to an abrupt and terrifying and terrible end. And that closes our study of 1 Samuel. Next time we have Hebrew Club, it will be a new school year, and we will be starting with selected Psalms. I'm really looking forward to having everyone join me for that change of pace. Thanks, and have a restful summer, a restful week. Take care.